This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This good day health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, the epitome, the heart and soul of, in the middle of Florida, of good cardiac care is found at Lake Cardiology with Dr. Ken. So many people from around that area, around the southeast, around the country, go visit with him. And during the course of our conversations every week, I think you can find out why. You understand why, because he's very good at interpreting the info and having it apply to you or people that would have some of these issues. And because of what's been going on here the last, it seemed like 6 months. We've been talking about this COVID thing for 6 months. And I'm betting we'll probably still be talking about it a little bit, not as much as we get beyond Christmas and into the new year, Ken. But still, the focus is on what do we do? How do we? One of the questions is about face shields and whether they're effective or ineffective. I saw one thing that suggested they were ineffective at blocking aerosols to prevent the spread. I also see something here about those who sing. If you're wearing a face mask, not a good idea. Well, I mean, that seems to make sense, right?
Well, let's untangle this a little bit, Doug, because you used a word called a face shield, which is different than a face mask.
Right, okay.
And yep. So you have to choose your words here. And the face mask, we all know the surgeons wear them. They cover their face and nose, and I hope the listeners are wearing them when they're not able to social distance. And then the shield, which is not yet a standard recommendation for all of us, it goes over all that and additionally covers the eyes. Let's first talk about face masks, because the news this week is about what face masks can protect you from when you're sitting in front of the choir. So you may not want to be in the first row in church, because what the news is, if you sing indoors without a face mask, you run the risk of spreading COVID-19 through tiny airborne particles known as aerosols. And that's the conclusion research has reached after studying a choir practice. And it seems like most of COVID-19 is spread through the body's throwing it out from the respiratory tract, either coughing it out, talking it out, or singing it out, just blowing it out your own airway into the air, and then 70-80% of it is breathed in by the other person through the nose, and that's why it's so critical to cover your nose with these face masks, and then the rest mostly through the mouth and a little bit maybe through the eyes. If you are watching people sing, hopefully they have face masks on, but they probably won't. You just
not
don't want to
sing.
Be too close.
Yeah, you wouldn't be singing under
correct.
That circumstance.
Correct.
Yep. All right, timing here. Up next, the time to get a flu shot and whether we're going to risk the twindemic if we don't get a flu shot or both flu shots. What's the bottom line on that? Because a lot of people are asking that question, Ken.
Well, in normal times, which is any year but 2020, I would recommend everyone getting a flu shot, unless you've had a reaction to it in the past, sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving. So it's easy to remember. But this year, we're urging people to get them as soon as possible because several reasons. We don't want you to present with symptoms and it's unclear whether it's COVID-19 or the flu because there are overlapping symptoms. Also, we want to try to limit the overwhelming possibility of the healthcare system being overwhelmed by a combined flu and a bump in COVID-19. So get your flu shot as soon as possible. From the shot, you can't get the flu. It's an inactivated virus. If you take the kind of vaccine where you breathe it in, that's a live vaccine. I recommend everyone just get the shot. And also, some good news from Australia. Australia in the southern hemisphere always leads America in terms of the flu, and we can get a good sense of what kind of flu season we'll have in America if you look at what's already happened in Australia each year. And the good news is, this year, it's been a very mild flu season in Australia, so hopefully it'll turn out as it usually does to mimic Australia. And I think one of the reasons, the big reason why it's been a light flu season, is all of the prevention that we're doing to avoid COVID-19. The face mask, the social distancing, the hand washing, keeping the hands off the face, the nose, the mouth, the eyes. All of those things decrease the ability to get COVID-19. And guess what? The added benefit, decrease the spread of the flu.
All right. So the next step in this is whether or not the things you've just talked about may lead to a record low flu season here, there is some research already on that, yes?
Yes, and the research is looking at the results already that have occurred in the southern hemisphere, and especially Australia, as a good indicator for America. And things look good because it has been already a light flu season in Australia, and that's usually the predictor for America. So it doesn't mean you should not get a flu vaccine because, again, you don't know 100%. This is an odd year. We don't know whether, we don't yet know if you get both flu and COVID-19. Is that even worse than getting just one or the other? We don't yet know that, and we'll know that by the end of this year. So don't be a guinea pig.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, so I want to talk about the CDC as we continue here. One of the things, there's one day there's one bit of advice from them, and then the next day there's another bit of advice. Sounds like they're on to some kind of Mondo Bizarro plane here. One of the things that people are most upset about is the recommendation for Halloween. We'll talk about that in a moment as we continue here. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Don't forget our podcast every week, which basically brings to the bottom line a lot of the advice and the information that Ken has. For example, the most recent podcast with Ken on Good Day Health is a focus on why young people are dying from COVID, even though the numbers are not high. It's a very interesting bit of research offering reasons about the rarity of young people dying, but what the circumstances are. And, of course, there's much more information. Ken is a cardiologist. Usually every week we have info on heart attacks and strokes and that sort of thing. Certainly my focus on the TIA has been an important part of conversation here. So that's all included in the Good Day Health podcast. Check them all out with Ken and Jack. Every week a new one, GoodDayHealthShow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. John Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big bank to these online commercial centers, and Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just that step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, going through a lot of the research that Ken has worked on this week. He does researching himself at his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Should you ever want to be in touch with him for a direct visit or some sort of telemedical visit, you can do that pretty easily by calling 352-735-1400. That's the office number for Ken, 352-735-1400. All right. So I was talking about the CDC and what they're saying. I think more people are upset about their recommendations for Halloween than anything else because they've said "niet" to it. Yes?
Well, if Ebenezer Scrooge is to Christmas, who is the equivalent to Halloween?
Guy running the CDC.
So here we go. And yep. This is out of the CDC. They recommend that people avoid having children go door to door for treats this year, calling it a higher risk activity during the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency also, listen to this, they're discouraging trunk or treat events where treats are handed out from trunks of cars lined up in large parking lots, crowded costume parties held indoors, and visiting indoor haunted houses where people may crowd together and scream. I can't wait till next year.
This is such a duh. As I said, there seems to have been back and forth this past week. A number of times the CDC says one thing one day, something else the other day. But it's taken them until now to suggest what you and I have talked about since the very beginning of this. If you're obese, you're a sitting duck, basically. Right?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the several major reasons why in America the death rate is so high. The CDC finally announced this week, you know, they looked at all the research and they blessed it that the rising obesity levels in America are putting those individuals at high risk of death during this pandemic. And yes, you and I, Doug, we have been talking about that for a while, and it's just a good reason. And that this is why it's a bit counterintuitive to close the gyms during this episode to all of us, because in Florida, thankfully, they opened up the gyms, but during the 3 months they were closed, I, like everybody else, put 10 pounds on. Just about every one of my patients put on 10 pounds.
Isn't that interesting? I took off almost that much. And that is very interesting.
Well, that is rare because I have documented, I call it the pandemic 10, the COVID 10, and you can see it. And then in Florida, they instituted strict rules for opening the gyms, distancing the machines, distancing people. You must wear a face mask, plenty of material to clean down the equipment, and it's working, and people are taking the weight off again. So, go figure.
Well, yeah. All right. Are you going to be in line to take the Russian vaccine? I see that Putin has offered it to the United Nations staffers.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah. How about Johnson & Johnson? They have started the vaccine trials. Evidently, they're in phase 3 of this. They say their vaccine could be already by the new year. So we talk about the various options here every week. What do you make of that?
There are four companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca, who are in phase 3. And I think between October, November, and December, one of those four will be passed by the FDA as safe and effective. Johnson & Johnson is fourth in line in this group, finally getting to phase 3. But the interesting thing about J&J's vaccine, it's only going to require one shot. So that's the good news.
Vitamins that minimize the risk of COVID infection, next in our focus here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Don't forget to check out our podcast every week. Fresh new information at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Fauci has said that taking vitamin C and D, and actually he mentioned B in this as well, he takes them himself to prevent the COVID infection. So what about that for you? Have been big on vitamin D for years, and we all know that C is almost a given. You got to take that, and it's usually in a good, healthy multivitamin. But what about D? You don't find that much in a multivitamin, Ken, right?
Well, the newer multivitamins, most of them do have at least 1,000 units of D, and I would make sure that yours does in general, and ask your doctor, especially these times, to check your vitamin D level. That's something that can be determined. It should be above 30, and it seems like the immune system works more effectively early on after exposure to the virus when the vitamin D level is active and effective, and you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin C in the diet, and a good multivitamin will have plenty of the B vitamins. So eat a healthy diet, take a multivitamin, get your D level checked, and when a doctor says it's okay, definitely get into an exercise program and get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
All right, one of the, and this is probably our last focus on COVID for this week, one of the things that has come out this week is an examination of all of these masks and what really is effective. There's a psychological effect, I think, of wearing mask. I think it's just good form. But the microbes or microns or whatever, they measure these droplets in microns, right? And apparently there's only one mask, and I'm not sure what the name of it is, that that is down to preventing the dispersal of one micron of whatever may be coming out of your body. So the, what is it, the N92 supposedly is down to 3 microns, so it doesn't keep it in. Do we need to get into the weeds? Well, is it important for you to know what mask is the right mask?
Well, in general, any mask is better than no mask. And the main reason you're wearing a mask is to help, is to be helpful to everyone else and not spread it around. But definitely a good mask will also protect yourself. And What you're talking about is the N95.
N95, yeah.
Right. That is definitely the most effective. They're very hard to get if you're not a healthcare worker. And unless you're in the line of fire as a healthcare worker, I think if you have a 3-ply or 4-ply surgical face mask, it's almost just as good, and that would do. There was a report this week, even the homemade, at least 2-ply face masks are almost as good as the 3- and 4-ply surgical face masks. But these 3 and 4, the 3-ply especially, surgical face masks are widely available right now. And they're excellent for most of us, except for if you're an active healthcare worker in the hospital taking care of actively ill patients. For most of us, a good 3-ply surgical face mask is going to be great. It's going to dramatically lower your risk, and it's going to dramatically lower the risk of you spreading it to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting how much different information. There's so much information, sometimes it's hard to know what to believe.
The other thing is the KN95, which is the Chinese substitution for the N95. Supposedly, a lot of them are not as good as we expected, and that came out this week. That was some big news that people are, because they can't get the N95, they're getting the Chinese KN95, but it is not as effective.
All right. There's some interesting and important information. That's what we hope all of these times are that you spend with us on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, up next to focus on Ken's specialty, cardiology and heart failure. That's as we continue.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump is expected to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court with Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the president only saying at this point that he has made up his mind. Barrett, a judge on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago, was a favorite to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy when he retired, but Trump went with now Justice Brett Kavanaugh instead. She has also clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from Notre Dame Law School. Senate Republicans have vowed to move forward with the president's pick before the presidential election, and despite several polls that say Americans prefer that seat to be filled by the winner of the election. A formal announcement is expected at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Thumbs up at the close on Wall Street Friday. The Dow closed up by nearly 359 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 241 points. The S&P 500 up nearly 52 points. This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 cases in Oregon has hit a record. The details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Oregon Health Authority announced 457 new confirmed coronavirus cases and three new deaths, the single highest day reported in that state since the first person tested positive for the virus back in February. Cases continue to trend upward all week and had an outbreak of 79 infections at a place called Pacific Seafood in Clatsop County. Public health officials said the outbreak was first detected September 15th, but did not yet meet the threshold for public disclosure. The last time Oregon saw a similar spike in cases, Governor Kate Brown issued a statewide mask mandate for indoors and outdoors.
Two Amish brothers in Missouri who fessed up to having sex with their 12-year-old sister and getting her pregnant managed to avoid jail time. The Webster County Citizen reports the brothers copped a plea for 15 years in prison, all of which were suspended to keep them out of jail. The county prosecutor said the boys would have been eaten alive behind bars. USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Second half hour now, continuing with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in Florida at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. Again, you can reach out to them anytime for either an in-person consultation, telemedicine. You can always get answers to Ken's questions. We have Ken's questions being answered later on in this half hour, as a matter of fact. But the number at Lake Cardiology, for your discretion, 352-735-1400. I suppose we could say this program is brought to you in part by COVID-19. Because that's the big kahuna. Now, good news, I suppose. It depends on how you wrinkle this up. But there's a study out about young people who are passing and what really is the story with them as to why they're leaving us.
Well, fortunately, to be a young person and to expire from COVID-19 is rare. And the CDC reported on this small group of people that even among this very small group of people, 75% of them had underlying conditions. And the underlying conditions that they had, you want to make a guess about the underlying conditions of the small group of young people?
Well, is it the same as adults? Diabetes, well, overweight, sort of stuff?
Those are very good guesses. The most common was asthma.
Really?
Second was obesity. Third was neurological and developmental disorders. And fourth, interestingly, was cardiovascular conditions. So these are people most likely who have inherited abnormalities of structure of the heart, and that's the group. So interestingly, fortunately, a death of a young person from COVID-19, rare, much more likely from flu, a death from flu of a young person than from COVID-19, and then most of them have some underlying chronic disease. The reason why this is helpful is because we can protect most of the young, small number who are at risk of severe illness, and maybe the rest of the well kids could go back to school.
Well, certainly it's time for that, having children in school, whether it's public school K through 12, or whether it's post-secondary education, the colleges are having a really tough time with all of this. And I would be curious about your recommendation here, Ken, for the parents listening of children in college who may be exposed to this. It would seem that the most protective way to handle this would be to keep all the kids in college and not send them home.
Absolutely. From a public health perspective, common sense, with this virus, which is much more deadlier in the elderly, the last thing you want to do is send college kids home who fortunately have a very minimal amount of illness after they get positive with the virus. You want to just keep them where they are in isolation until they're no longer infectious, not send them home to the older people, parents and grandparents who potentially could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19. Not a smart thing.
No, not at all, but the risk, by heavens. When you think about
the
restaurants,
they've already paid the dorm fee or their rents. They might as well just stay there.
Yeah. No, but it seems, that just seems like common sense. But the helicopter parents all over, oh, I got to get my son home so I can take care of him. No. That's not the smart thing to do, it would seem. All right. So, next up, having to do with COVID, is the prediction. I don't know where you got this info from, the CDC, who I think, in the last or recent edition here of our Good Day Health Show and in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, prepare for a vaccine by October. Okay, so it's now September. Maybe we'll have one in a month. Now, the CDC has come out this week with something that's very confusing, suggesting, but I guess you got to read the small print, that it might not be the second quarter of next year that we have a vaccine. So what changes in a week or is it just interpretation of the data?
No. You have to put all that in bigger context. What's going on is that there's definitely three companies right now, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Pfizer, who are laid deep into the final innings, stage three, of showing that the vaccine is safe and effective. And nobody should worry about any political pressure to put out a vaccine that isn't safe yet, because the way this whole thing works, there are these safety monitors when you do something like this who are not political. You could never get to them. They live for detail. They live for making sure that this is something that's safe, and they get, you know, they get extra credit for discovering something unsafe and then kiboshing it. As you've seen in the last few weeks, AstraZeneca actually stopped their process because there was an illness, and when you have 30,000 people in a trial, someone may get sick unrelated to the vaccine or related to the vaccine, and their whole process was stopped. So if one of these three get to the finish line and is approved ultimately by the FDA, it's going to be a safe vaccine because the process is independent of politics, and the FDA, which has shown itself to be independent of politics, may I bring up hydroxychloroquine, which you, Doug Steffen, were one of the first people on air to even mention its effectiveness. But the FDA has shown that it's not sensitive to politics. So there probably will be, in October or November, the end of phase three in one of these trials of the 30,000 people. And I would predict there probably will be a safe and effective vaccine. But initially, it's going to be given out not to everybody. As it's available, there'll be a list. The elderly will get it, those with chronic illnesses like
that's
we just
appropriate. Covered. Those are the ones who should get it first.
And those of us who are on the front lines taking care of patients. And then it will be distributed. And by first quarter 21, whoever wants the vaccine will be able to get one. So it'll be distributed probably October, November, December will be the first people getting them, and then there'll be an order of who gets hit and by need, and then easily by first quarter 2021, there'll be so much vaccine around. If you want one, anyone who wants one will be able to get one.
I'm predicting that by Christmas time, we'll be talking about a lot more than just this.
That is correct.
Something
I would,
that
we'll, I would,
by Christmas.
I would sign up for that prediction.
Yep, I think we're going to be moving on. Hopefully, we're not going to still be arguing about the election. And the fires will be gone, and we won't have been hit by the asteroid, and things for 2021 will be looking up. Right now, as we continue to pursue what's good in your health and what the information leads you to believe, Dr. Ken is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Since Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally, without drugs, without stimulants whatsoever, the initial onset of benefits can vary depending on how big you are and how much of a problem you have. But you will be, in the first 4 to 6 weeks, able to see and feel a difference. Most people see side benefits as well, and that happens. That's why I stay on Calitrin, frankly, because of the side benefits. I want more collagen protein in my body because it helps with pain and injuries and that sort of thing. It's what we are built on, building blocks of life. But yet, our body stops producing protein, as any doctor will tell you, by the time you're in your 20s. So that's why you need something like Calitrin to reinstate the presence of collagen so that your body will lose the weight slowly but effectively. What is the old expression? Slow but steady wins the race. That's what happens with stop loss, known around the world for decades as the most effective and safest weight loss long-term program. I want to stay on the program just because I think it's good for you all the way around. Find out the best deals. There are some special things that are available just for DJV customers, DJV listeners. The idea of saving a little more money, some $20 off, let's find out about that. When you go to toploss.com and make sure you use the code DJV to help you out at checkout.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back with Dr. Ken here on the Good Day Health program. So there is an indication this week that vitamin D eliminated a lot of COVID hospitalizations. I think we may have talked about this to a point, and I wonder, because you and I have been talking about vitamin D offline as a part of what is necessary for me to maintain my health. Vitamin B, I think C, D, all of those are important. But there still is this confusion as to whether you can take as much as you want, or there is a point where you get to that you should not go over with vitamin D. And how has it been established that it helps eliminate the hospitalizations?
Well, your normal immune system seems to work better when your vitamin D level is not low. We usually think of low as under 30. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D not to have a low level. And that doesn't mean a little is good, too much is even better. So one of the things you might want to ask your doctor, and perhaps it may not be paid by your insurer, but you may want to ask that you get your vitamin D level checked just to make sure it's not low so that your immune system is working properly, and this puts you at lower risk for getting severe COVID-19, which is what we're all trying to avoid.
Yeah, really. Unga bunga. The last item I have here is from the coronavirus. The indication from New York City that the lockdown reduced the spread by 70%. One would wonder if that would happen where you are in Florida, or should it be? It's personal responsibility, but I thought it was an interesting study anyway, nonetheless.
Well,
yes.
Lockdown is so controversial. We could spend the whole show discussing what you did. New York City may be a little bit different than other places, how tight and congested it is. But there are studies that show that the lockdown did not, in some areas, didn't affect long term the course of it. It showed in some places it was helpful. This is really an area that's going to be debated for years. You have countries like Sweden who used face masks, social distancing, keeping the hands clean, and really didn't lock down, and they've done fairly well. So it's really hard to know. I think the face mask, the social distancing, keeping the hands clean, that's where the magic is.
Plus a vaccine that will stabilize
things.
Whether it's no matter what kind of vaccine it is. And normally I'm not thrilled with vaccines. I think I have a good immune system, but I think a lot of people who have even built up their immune system, I just want to see this thing gone. And the quicker and the better and the faster and the safer that you can dismiss it, you know, that's the thing for us to hopefully focus on. But as I say, promising in the future that we are going to talk about more than this. I keep saying that, and I find it hard to get into some of the other things. But coming up now, as a matter of fact, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Gentlemen, listen up. If you're too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about erectile dysfunction, consider this.
We call it the canary in the coal mine, meaning that the artery problems that cause erectile dysfunction precedes heart attacks by about 3 years. There's really no other relationship like that within the body arteries.
Now, cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says having ED doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a heart attack or even develop heart disease. But
if you're a man who's 70 years old, no. If you're a man who's 40 and your erectile dysfunction is not due to prostate surgery or something, then you have a 50 times greater chance of having heart disease than another person just like you without erectile dysfunction.
You can also help lower your risk by exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, keeping an eye on your blood pressure, and not smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos is here from Lake Cardiology in Mardora, Florida, to answer some of your questions. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the questioner. So apparently, when it comes to heart attacks, you're a cardiologist, you're around this all the time, there are different things that would maybe predispose or cause you to have the first heart attack and then the second heart attack. So what are, can you name one thing that may predispose a person to a second heart attack if he or she has already had one?
Well, there's an article this week in the European Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing about how hostility can predispose you to a second heart attack. So if you've had a heart attack, even if you haven't, anger is something, if you want to stay as long as possible on planet Earth, you have to make sure it's under control. There are appropriate times to be angry, but if you're in general angry at things a lot more than everybody else, you're at risk of having a second heart attack if you've had a first one from this new study. And my experience is you're at risk for having the first heart attack also.
So what is there? What does your body do? I'll follow up here. A follow-up question, Mr. President?
Yes.
What is it about those emotions that crank up? You know, it's the old, I call it the spirit-mind-body connection. So the mind is cranking and the body gets the brunt of whatever evil is coming from the energy in your mind. Is that about it?
Well, it changes the hormones in the body. You know, somebody sneaks up from behind you and you startle, the fight or flight reaction, that's adrenaline in the body. And being angry just really spikes up the adrenaline, and that can lead to problems with raising your blood pressure, causing rhythm problems in the heart. Also, it increases being angry a lot, increases the inflammatory hormones in the body, which just leads to more damage to the circulation of the body, and this initial damage to the wallpaper, the inner lining of the circulation, is what is the initial step that leads to plaquing. These plaques get bigger, they rupture, you get heart attacks, you get strokes, and how this is how anger contributes to that horrible, deadly process.
One of the things you asked me as part of my physical, and again, I give up on the HIPAA requirements because I think people can learn. I'm happy to be a guinea pig of people learning from my experiences. You asked me a few months ago if anything shocking had happened to me in the previous year, because when I go to you for my annual cardiological review, you do ultrasounds, you do the CAT scans, you look at all the records and stuff. So you must have seen something in my heart that made you ask me the question about whether I'd had some event, because it may have triggered some little event in my heart.
Yeah, well, okay, again, giving up HIPAA, you just did that. I saw a little bit of your area of your heart not contracting normally at rest, and I was concerned that there might be some little tiny injury damage to the muscle. It just wasn't all contracting normally as it had in the past.
So would that have come as a result of some event that would have created what might have been construed as a little heart attack here if I didn't feel it?
We know that severe, overwhelming, acute mental stress can create issues of blood flow to the heart and damage the muscle.
So do those things heal if you get rid of the stress?
You can't bring back the dead. But sometimes you do improve blood flow, but what you want to do is prevent the next one.
Yeah, right. It's, listen, meditation is good, relaxation, all those things, doing things that you love, like seeing my grandson and my children. Those
fantastic.
Are a cool thing. My next question has to do with whether or not you could, you know, there's this thing about eating too many carbs. Can you eat too much protein?
Absolutely. All of us can eat too much protein, and the reason you can eat too much protein is because you can damage the kidneys where the protein is filtered through. So a good dietitian, in fact, a good physician, makes a calculation on total grams of protein per day for a patient, and we can get into the formulas if you'd like at another time, but yeah. Absolutely you can eat too much protein. If you have underlying not normal kidneys, you have to lower the daily protein even further, but based on how active you are, based on your weight, we calculate daily protein, and then we also factor based on your kidney function if we have to lower it even further.
All right, answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.